Hello, I'm sorry for disturbing you. I'm looking for, is it St. Kieran's Parish Hall?
Yeah, you're quite close to it now. St. Kieran's Hall, see where those trees are? That's a green. Is in, if you like, over that in there. That's St. Kieran's Hall.
Wouldn't it be nice to walk together, burying our souls while wearing out the leather? We could talk shop, harmonize a song. Wouldn't it be nice to walk?
We were meant to be in this hall, but there was a little bit of a mix-up, so we're down in the other.
Breach! We're in the parochial hall!
Okay, so this is the parochial hall. This actual village is kind of divided equally between Church of Ireland, Catholic and Methodist. So we have used all three halls. Yesterday we had our meeting in the Church of Ireland hall. So this is here now is the Catholic hall. It's where the drama goes on.
And the drama today in the hall is a mystery.
It is washing lines, and we've thrown sheets over the lines.
The drama concerns the new village being built here in Clochjordan, in the heart of Ireland. Outside the hall, the locals too are aware of the village.
The Eco Village.
But to them, the new village is a mystery.
So we'll have to wait and see. Sure, I'd say it's going to be good anyway. So what can you can't say to me? I think it'll be a good thing, yeah. What they're putting up, seemingly, is going to be a very big job anyway. So obviously there has to be some good to the town here anyways.
The one thing I thought about was that it was a very, very ambitious project, because I think some of those eco-villages in other countries are kind of more maybe 40, 50 dwellings, you know.
There was photographs of the houses back a good while ago. They look very well, they look nice, they look very tempting too.
Have you an idea in your head of what it's going to look like?
Not really, no. It's going to be a change, I mean, something new for the village, you know.
And have you met the people much?
No. No, I haven't met him that much, anyway.
Back inside the hall, for the new villagers, their new village is also a mystery. They don't know what it's going to look like, hence the washing line.
And we've thrown sheets over the washing lines.
What I'm seeing here inside the hall is a piece of washing line drawn four or five times across the room. And over the washing line are draped navy blue sheets, purple sheets, some cloth canvas. There's even a gold and green sail from an old boat.
Then we pegged up drawings and pinned up sketches and maps and so on.
And people are hanging up the designs of their houses so that people can see what their neighbours are doing, so that we can learn, get ideas from each other, learn from each other's ideas, point out each other's ghastly mistakes.
And I suppose the classic issues would be overshadowing and overlooking. We're also looking for any opportunities of either collaborative design or working together in any constructive fashion, if you like.
It's a semi-detached house. I have outline designs hung up over there. I haven't talked to an architect yet, so these are very much just broad concept stuff.
But I'm here today to solve the mystery of the people who are hanging their drawings, their hopes, their dreams on this washing line.
I'll show you houses of architectural renown. Some are still standing, some have fallen down. Farmhouses buried under Canada's snow. Spanish villas, boulevards of Mexico.
This is our current house design. My wife, Magella, she designed a whole load of different houses, and the closest we came to was like a bean shape.
So a bean
shape? It was a bean shape, because we went round and then we found that it was difficult to get them all south facing, and then we've come closest now to this design, which we're hoping to build in hemp and lime.
We moved to a rented house here in Clochjordan this summer, myself and my husband and my teenage daughter and my 9-year-old son.
How did she find making a move?
She misses Dublin. We all miss Dublin a bit because none of us hated it. We all really liked where we were in Drumcondra, but we hope to like here just as much and better. I mean, it doesn't feel like a very strange move because we had become somewhat familiar with Clochjordan anyway through coming for meetings and staying for weekends, and we knew a lot of the people already because a lot of our families, a lot of our people are trickling in here now steadily. My son is a little harder to bring round. He doesn't want to be an eco.
Why not? Have you asked him what's that all about?
He just wants to be normal. He wants to be a run-of-the-mill kid, you know, and he is. He's just settled in. He's going to the local school and he's playing on the football team and, you know, it's fine. Yeah, so that's what he says anyway. He wants, you know, he wants to eat his Cocoa Pops in peace. And in terms of work, my husband and I are both in the acting business, so work is sporadic and very much Dublin-based. So what it'll mean for us is that we'll have to put up with a lot of separation because when we get work, it'll nearly always be in Dublin. So that is a bit of a pity. But we'll be looking at, you know, growing our own food here to some extent. Very little credit on my part. It's Martin Wheels, the shovel, and he's really keen on it. We went to Leitrim temporarily 5 years ago. We moved there for a year and turned it into two. We liked it so much. And that was very rural living. And he started growing food there and just got hooked. So that was his hook for joining the village here, in fact. The hook for me was the community living aspect because I've always been just really taken by the idea that at every stage of your life, from babyhood to old age, that that sharing your lives with the people close to you to a greater extent than is normal in our modern culture just makes loads and loads of sense to me.
Well, I applied for a job at the University of Limerick and I got the job. I worked there for 3 years. I'm working for myself now. That sort of, I think, got me to Ireland and I stuck. I stayed. I will be staying now. I mean, I've sort of put roots down here. I was working in Zimbabwe before then, so I had some adjustment to get to do on the climate side.
So you're quite advanced in yours, I suppose, from being an engineer. That's not...
In some ways more, but in some ways less. Other people are more advanced because they've got proper architect's designs drawn up, whereas mine is still very much boxes.
Jaya, that's my Hindi spiritual name from when I was when I became a disciple at 30. This was going back a long time ago.
And what does Jaya mean?
Victory, yeah. My legal name is Charlotte Moran.
And are you going to be living down here
as
well?
I am, yes. I am going to be living down by the riverbank. So I'll be making Beatrix Potter-style frogs and ornaments and things like that. And I'll have a little shop to sell them down there by the riverbank. Sort of well known for doing Irish alchemy cards and fairy cards and women's workshops and stuff like that. And I paint. For 6 years I've been abroad and I've been travelling around Ireland, living in the west and north and south and so on.
And where are you originally from?
Mayo, outside Westport. I always knew I wanted to live in a community in Ireland because I'd lived in a commune before with the rebel master Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh.
Where
I'm one of the pioneers now of the new age. This was experiment in men and women living together and open and sharing and meditation, and we had a kids' house and we reared our kids.
And whereabouts was this?
Well, it was in Suffolk. So I've had an experience of community life before in a very open way. It works out very well, yeah, when people want it. And I think the spirit of the time now is people really want to live like that. Here, everyone's very professional. Also, they have their own responsibility for finances. So for that reason, it works in a very realistic type of way.
Or what kind of house will you be living in? Or have you?
I'll have an apartment because I don't have children now. I'm on my own, so...
Will you have input into the design?
I will, yeah, yeah. We're doing that now. We're deciding about the design, the shape and size of the place and so on. Do you know? There's a mixture of age groups. There's the young people with the beautiful children and babies. And there's middle-aged people with a lot of life experience, so...
Beginning of the programme, who gave me directions to the parish hall. He's lived all his life in Clochjordan and he's got an interesting story to tell.
Mining. I worked in mining in Silver Mines Village. Spent 12 years there.
Back inside the hall, John, who has come to live in the eco-village, also has a story to tell.
I was what's called a chancery barrister in London. Everything to do with land buying and selling land and mortgaging land.
How many years were you working as barrister?
30.
You're underground all the time, so it's dark, and you have a light on your head showing you where you're going. That was it. There'd be big machinery working down there, excavating the stuff, you know, one way or the other. And then there'd be blasting the rock, different minerals, ore, lead, zinc, copper. You blast them out in a tunnel, like, and you clear it out, and you move on again the next day, like. A very well-paid job, but a very risky, dangerous job.
And did you enjoy it?
Yeah, loved it. It's brilliant.
You're down in the dark.
Yeah, and you work hard until it's wet, cold, dangerous, but all the different guys, we had guys from Donegal, Cork, Limerick, Galway, Scotland, Germany, France, Canada, you name it, they were there.
I became a kind of bit of a community activist in London, and
what were you a community activist about?
Local issues and sustainability, how London could become a sustainable city. Because I've always grown all my own vegetables.
And where did you learn the skill of growing your own vegetables?
I was brought up in the war, and so we had to grow our own vegetables in the war, in the Second World War, just outside London.
The mine closed down.
And what was that like?
Oh, it was devastating at the time. You can imagine when the mine closed down for our North Tipperary area, like all people from Bursley, Roscrea, Nina, Bursacane, Tommy Vera, any town you mentioned, there was 15, 20 people from it working in it. So we had to go elsewhere. That's why I ended up in shops and pubs and driving. And
did you enjoy being a barrister?
Oh, it's a fantastic life, yeah. Fantastic.
Why?
Very, very varied, very demanding, very exciting, interesting, never a dull moment. It wasn't really what I wanted to do with my life. I had to earn a living to bring up a family. But then once your family are looking after themselves, you're a bit freer to concentrate on the things that you really feel matter in life. So after I retired, I eventually came to live in Ireland, and I decided to join the village.
Your kids, what do they think of this project?
They all think it's fantastic. You know, you feel you're doing the right thing as well as something that you enjoy.
I bet you'll know us walking around here now. No matter who you meet, they'll salute you. They may not know you or know your name, but they'll salute you and make you feel welcome or friendly. It's a friendly place.
I don't ever remember my parents saying to me, don't talk to strangers. And I never say it to my children. I can't understand for the world why you would say to your children, don't talk to strangers, when how could you possibly go through your life without ever talking to a stranger? So to me, other people are full of possibilities and full of potential lovely contact.
And when we get tired, we stop to rest. And if you still want to talk, you could bare your breast.
You've been listening to The Curious Ear in Clochjordan. I'm Ethna O'Connell.
A song like this wall I find hard to end. Be my lover, be my friend. In sneakers or boots or regulation shoes, walking beside you, I never get the walking.